Agenda setting conversations of the day.
10 after 7, well, it's going to be a big week in councils around the country. Last night, the ANC releasing the names of its mayoral candidates in metros. Today, the Joburg Council, Nelson Mandela Bay Council, and others are due to meet. Other councils due to meet tomorrow, which is the legal deadline for councils to meet and elect speakers and mayors. It's not entirely clear what is going to happen. The DA and Action SA and other opposition parties have been in talks. It seems they may get over the line in Tshwane, but the DA and Action SA arguing about Joburg and who should be the mayoral candidate there. Then on Saturday, the EFF leader Julius Malema appeared to say he would help opposition parties keep the ANC out of Joburg with no conditions. It doesn't seem if that's necessarily being welcomed. One person who's been in some of these meetings over the weekend is the leader of the United Democratic Movement, Bantu Holomisa. Mr. Holomisa, good morning.
Good morning, John.
You've been in these meetings. There were meetings on Friday. There have been other meetings. Do you know what's going to happen in Joburg today?
Unless the DA has changed its stance, on yesterday they came back. You will recall that in the meeting we had on Monday, on Friday, we requested them to review their position, a position which they said is a federal position where they are in majority, they provide the mayorship. And then we requested them on Friday to go back to the FedEx. They came back yesterday in a virtual meeting we had, and they said, no, the FedEx is refusing. We said, notwithstanding their refusal, the leadership must seriously consider this, because the voters of this country have made it clear, especially in Johannesburg, that the power must be shared amongst the political parties. Well, we are waiting for Steenhuisen, therefore, this morning, as to whether, in his consultation with his fellow, colleagues, they would change their stance. So, I cannot therefore give you a precise answer. They still have about 2 hours or so now.
But even in Joburg, if the ANC, the IFP and the Patriotic Alliance come together, I mean, even a coalition of all of the smaller parties might not be enough to keep... It's intensely complicated. Either way, we're probably looking at a minority administration.
Yes, it's a minority. If the DA is on board with the opposition parties, other opposition parties, we will be able to form a minority government, because we'll have 124 seats, and then the ANC group will have 117. Those figures exclude the EFF councillors, because they have made it clear that they are not going to be part of this. So a minority government would work if the DA doesn't want to work with other opposition parties. The ANC would then go ahead and establish a minority government.
In Nelson Mandela Bay, the maths is even more complicated. Are you expecting opposition parties to be able to work together against the ANC there?
In Nelson Mandela Bay, the small parties have been negotiating with all the parties and bloc. So I believe that on Friday or last week or so, those small parties had a tentative agreement with DA. But yesterday evening, the report I got is that the DA has refused to give in to the speaker's position. The small parties were not demanding that much. They just said, let's share power. You take the mayor, but the speaker must come from the small parties. But the report I got is that they refused. On the other hand, the ANC had requested a meeting with the small parties, and they met yesterday up until 1 a.m. or 2 a.m. So the chances are that if what I received is correct, is that if the DA still wants to play a big brother or treat those small parties as if they are nothing. What is important here is for the government to function and the services to the people. So we don't want to risk it, Nelson Mandela Bay. But I'm happy with what has been negotiated by the small parties with the ANC in Nelson Mandela Bay. We are completely going to run that area with the ANC. That is what you call a power sharing. You will see if it is published.
Just to be clear, is there no way for you to work with the DA in Nelson Mandela Bay? Or in your belief, is Nelson Mandela Bay definitely going to go to the ANC?
Well, in Nelson Mandela Bay, if we don't work with the DA, it's their own making, because they came back to the small parties yesterday to say no ways, they are not going to get what they were asking for. And we are not interested in people who are going to be intransigent on these issues. If you don't have numbers to run a municipality after elections, then you are forced to form a coalition. You have to swallow your pride and negotiate in good faith. Yesterday, Mangaba Panga's phone was closed the whole day. And those other colleagues of his were saying, what's going on in DA?
Bantu Halamisa, thank you very much indeed. Very revealing, I think. Leader of the United Democratic Movement. Let's continue this conversation.